Henda, you are now entering a space for black history. A voice for the voiceless. The Harbinger on the Line Revolution. A marriage of chillers and platform that will last longer than it girl's marriage. Welcome to Black Excellence. Do not fear, for if you do, just sip on some grandeur. And if you still do, ask ourselves, what would Mapapunzi do? Pagama chila, itlesha lefiki. Ungoyigi, even if when they ask you, how sabiin, do not fear. For if you do, just say, anistivi. This is the medicine of censorship. This is the pill. Which one is that one? Podcast and chill.
Hey, bro, I broke our award.
Ow.
Ish. I don't mind you breaking the award.
Why? Because we're going to get another one next year.
Hey.
Bye. not next week. Thursday or something. You know, we'll get this award on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Everybody's sleeping.
No, but we fucked up, like, bro.
Best award.
We fucked up. We never attend these awards. We got to attend at least one. Come on now.
Maybe that's why they didn't nominate us for DSTV Choice Awards.
Mm. When are those?
I don't know when those are.
Yeah.
But we're not there. Wouldn't They've got a best podcast, but we're not there.
Wouldn't it be cool if we just all rocked up with all 30 of us on stage?
Where?
At the awards, in the acceptance speech.
They've been trying to get us there.
Yeah?
They've been trying to get us.
Not the DSTV ones, like whatever award.
Yeah.
That would be the best thing ever.
That would be dope.
Yeah.
We rock up there with Tuso, the driver.
Everybody. Jason,
and Tuso gets actually introduced. We just keep quiet. We're short. I'm fucking dark, sir. Tall, Mac. Ghost lady, cover the face up. So, yeah, and Tuso's gonna like just... You know, he's the one who's gonna say the winner is.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, who the fuck is this motherfucker? Helping himself to the announcement. But it's too so, he can help himself, you know, at any time. And us, we're just there. Like, we're just there. Whatever his suit is, make any part of pie. And we're just there. Like, everybody's there. Ghost Lady, me, Mac, and Ghost Lady, they'll know who we are.
Yeah, at the back.
Because Ghost Lady will have a mask
on. Yeah.
You know, then they'll know.
Yeah.
And then.
All these niggas, bro.
Yeah. And we're wearing podcast merch, obviously. And then he just comes, hey guys, I'm the driver from Podcast and Chill.
Yeah.
And I still gonna hear the lady scream. Give me a blowjob! Bluetooth transferred to Saul. We should do that.
We should do that.
Fucking sleeping on us, these motherfuckers. Oh, the dopest shit ever. But none of these fucking directors of these shows are like open, cool enough, good enough to actually think of that shit.
Yeah.
So.
And then we get Mesh and Mannequin. They go up there and like, thank you to all the bad luck.
No. As Mesh, when Mesh and them trot in, they must have a toilet sign like. Attached on their backs, you know, like angel wings, but it says toilet. Roadkill needed.
Ah, there you go. Yes, I got him.
Yay!
Six pack of grandeur. Yes, six pack of grandeur.
Yes. Case.
Whoa. What's going on?
I gave him a nice try.
Yay.
We said we're not going to say roadkill anymore.
Well, the first person to say roadkill
will buy a six-pack of
grandeur.
Last week.
I didn't watch the show. You were drinking. That's the problem.
You don't watch the show.
Play me the recording.
Because the drunk soul agreed to that.
Hey. Timbler, bring the 6Ks. It's on Soho.
Oh, yeah, bring it. No, where is it? Bring it.
Yeah, so can afford it.
No, yeah, well, if it's a...
We were scared to say it because we can afford it.
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't bring it.
They'll come with it.
They'll bring it now.
It's fine. Nah. It's fine, man. We're keeping the money in home, so it's fine.
Yeah.
It's a nice game, you know. It's good when black people play these kind of games, right?
Yeah.
Like in the family, like, hey, you buy... 10 of my peanut butter. Keep the rand home. That's how Jews play the game.
Yeah.
So what's next? Because now I get it. Whoever says roadkill, what's next now?
Okay, yeah, that game is expired now. I lost. Yeah. What's the next game?
No. If you say, because you gotta say roadkill again, so you must do something else.
Yeah, we must
now.
Say something else.
Wait, man, are you getting married or something? Why?
Nah.
Why are we trying to get roadkill as an extinct word? Why is roadkill?
No, now we're.
Why
free.
Is roadkill being?
Now we're free to
killed.
Say it. Now we're free to say it.
What? Are we cleansing the brand?
Bro, and you know people don't know what roadkill means. There's a lot of people that don't know
roadkill.
What it means.
Explain roadkill. Explain, man.
You say it all the time.
You introduced it to us.
You say it all the time.
You the dealer. You introduced this shit. You corrupted innocent, good pastors' kids. You said it first.
Speaking about
what is this shit?
Last week's episode, no? Remember, I ran a poll. I got the results.
Oh, you ran a poll.
Should Saul drink on the podcast? 79% of people said yes.
Wow.
And 21% said no.
You see why then?
Should I cut my hair? 55% of people said no.
How many votes? How many votes? I'm sure the numbers are good enough to.
For Saul should drink, it was 24,000.
You see why then? Because now you read the comments, and you take those drink serious, and then you stop drinking, and then you see, it's a good thing to always. I've got my way. Of critiquing my performance. I've got my way. My modus operandi, my way.
How does that
No, it's my way. Because now, if I say, then what I'm trying to avoid in the comment, then they come. Like, this is way we are here.
You are here.
Exactly.
Now
so, but you see.
No, but you can't deny that everything that we have is because of the chillers.
We owe everything to the chillers.
So they are our station manager. So imagine you said to your Kai FM station manager, no, I'm not going to listen to you. I've got my own way.
I don't read the comments.
No, but you
I've got my own way.
They are our sponsors.
My theory is that, like, not everybody in the comments are chillers. There's major love in the comments, always. And you see, the problem is with the comments is sometimes you don't want to live in it because you don't want the comments, you know, to be... It's like looking for praise, you know, sometimes. You know what I mean? You don't want to live in it and bask in it. You just want to do it because you're only as good as your last thing.
Yeah, man. But enough about comments, man.
I get you. But I appreciate that, you see.
Yeah. Okay, so hit now, buddy, man. Biggest podcast in Africa. Ghost Ladies here. Fact Checkers here.
Yeah, she's here.
Kid is here.
Yeah.
Soul is here.
I'm here. Hey, Kaya, I'm here. Unfortunately, some people who work with that can't say, hey, I have a job. I'm here. But I'm here.
Let's get straight into it, man. What did you guys think of the Summers, man?
Of the Summers?
Damn, I broke.
They looked bad.
You watched?
I didn't. I just saw the some highlights. It didn't look. Who cares? Like it's
the Summers,
that's,
right?
It's, they've lost. They're no longer that. You know, you had to sit there watch them 9 o'clock or 8 o'clock. It seems like they've just lost the plot. It's no longer. Even I think I saw an article of even the organizers apologizing. That's how bad it was. I no guys, no.
And you,
no.
Penduka?
I didn't watch that. Man, like I sent Robot Boy a message like yesterday. You know, he sent me a message about something, and then I'm like, oh, by the way, bro, shut. And I'm really genuinely proud of him.
Mm.
But I don't want to lie. I'm like, I saw the Summers. I saw you hosting. You're amazing. And I could have done that, but that's lying. But I was like, I didn't watch them. But I saw on Twitter.
Yeah, you know, that's what was happening.
You were one of the. You, Lawrence Maleka, Nandi Matita, shout out to you, you know, for hosting.
Yes.
I'm proud of you, you know,
because Pop Pops.
And Pop Pops,
oh,
yeah.
No, sorry, and then Pop Pops. And the voice note actually said.
Yes.
I said, and then Pop Pops, shout out to you. But I didn't watch them. Mm-hmm. I saw on Twitter because they need a Zozibini. You know, like Miss SA, no one gave a fuck about Miss SA, let's be honest. Mm. Until Zozibini came through.
Yes.
Right?
Right.
So, and that's what I meant about award shows and people are fucking getting it, right? Mm-hmm. Like, not to I'm trying to come up with an example of where someone who the country really, well, country loves Robert Boy, but like I'm trying to come up with a situation that would be a Zozibini moment for the Psalmists where they gain the, ooh, we're into this shit again. We love it now.
Trevor, you know what I mean?
Nah, he's done it.
Oh, okay.
He's done it when it was still hot.
No, remember? Because it's not even about the host.
It's not about the host. It's about the awards and the integrity.
Mm.
For example, who fucking won Artist of the Year?
Hey, dude.
Fact checker.
Hey, no, dude, fact that checker. Guy, I had no idea what his name was.
That nigga got 200 fucking views on his... And he's a piano guy.
Yeah.
And he's probably, he sings, wow, probably.
Yeah.
He's got 23 subscribers on his YouTube.
Whoa.
And he's Artist of the Year.
Wow.
And they're, all the 23 subscribers are the... The one Summer Award judges.
Yeah. They're the final decision makers.
They're like, we've seen this shit. You know, we subscribe to this shit. Yeah.
You know what it's like? It's like politics. It's archaic, man. They got to move the times. There's so much technology. Why is there a community judging what song is hot? There's so much technology where we could vote, bro.
Yo.
Give it to the people.
Everything.
Give it to the people. If they gave it to the people would be invested. Because now, if you say, okay, cool, if you are Makadzi, you know you got stands. You know you got fans.
Imagine.
And you know this is legit and this is how I win. Are you not going to promote the Summers?
Of course.
You're going to be like, yo, to my fans, please vote so I can win.
Yeah.
I didn't even know
but
the Summers are happening.
That, wait, Mac. The problem with that becomes when a billionaire owns a record label and he can spend... 800,000 rands or 1 million or 2 million rands on airtime and they vote for themselves.
No, that's not
We've
the case.
We've seen it happen. It has happened.
No, it's not the case with Big Brother.
Big Brother?
Big Brother or even Idols.
Yeah, but that's because you know why? A billionaire's kid has not been on Big Brother. It's always just random, ordinary people. Ukhozi FM, that girl who won the award and it was literally based on votes. Who is she from? How? Who? Where?
The song of the year.
Fact checker.
Okay.
DJ Klo.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Before
artist
DJ Klo,
of the year, Summer.
The Summer's Artist of the Year. Apologies for the accent or the pronunciation.
He's a black
Haksul
guy.
Haksul Music.
Who?
He's got 23 subscribers.
Haksul or Haksal Music?
Haksul Music.
Never heard that.
I love. Maybe cool like I'm Nandi, but no. Look. Let's do it like this. I'll say something Soweto because I bumped into him today, right? Sam Soweto is an amazing singer, we all know. But let's take it back to 2005.
Yeah.
Okay.
Where no one knows Sam Soweto.
Yeah.
And then he wins Artist of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
The songs he's got online is Nandi. But nobody knows him.
Yeah.
He didn't have a top 10 hit.
No, but so if you're talking about Artist of the Year, we shouldn't even be having that debate. Because that's the song that everybody knows.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Haksul is probably good, but we don't know his shit.
It, the fact that we don't know it is not good. Why don't we know it?
Aye, Pela Ukut depends. You've signed to a bad label. Aye.
Pela Ukut.
Ukut depends. You signed to the wrong label.
That's where they're losing it.
Abak promoting.
That's where they're losing it.
Madam Twempu.
Okay.
Do you know how many artists Madam Twempu who are just not pushed? But if you find, you'll find the music on iTunes. But I'm trying to put the grease.
Artist of the year, song of the year, record of the year, whatever. It should be undebatable.
I'm not justifying the injustice.
So, for example, if artist of the year was Zakes, you can't debate that.
Oh, yeah.
You can't. That's how obvious it should be.
Because he had a stellar year.
Exactly. Yeah. That's how easy it should be. It shouldn't be like, man, look.
I'm not debating that. I'm saying we don't know his music. Nobody follows his...
So how's the artist here if we don't know his music? Just from there?
Good question. I'm not saying he should be artist of the year. I'm saying the nigga's probably good, but we don't fucking know his music, guys.
Not
he's,
so is it
and
the
numbers
case,
show.
Isn't it the case of maybe the record label manager was the one who was voting?
So, Lady Du apparently complained or tweeted there's a problem because some people won, but their managers are working.
No, some people. She was very specific. She said Musa Keys won.
Okay. Gandhi. Because I thought that nigga maybe manages Musa Keys and Haksul.
No, he manages Musa Keys. He used to manage, well, T-Effect. You know T-Effect.
T-Effect.
Life of Music.
He used to manage, a.k.a. Tiamo, man.
Oh, Tiamo. The guy could smack my black coffee. Yes. You should have just said that. The Chris Rock to black coffee, who's Will Smith. Yes. Ah.
So he's got Musa Keys now. He's got this other guy. I forgot him. I don't know the other guy.
No. Okay, then I disagree with Lady Duke because... Whatever, Musa Key has been phenomenal.
Yeah, you can't dispute that.
Guy, like, Lady Duke's my homegirl. I love her to bits. Like, I'll kiss her on the forehead 1,000 times in 2 minutes. But Musa Keys has just... He's just but been
that's how
amazing.
It should be. It should be undisputable. You're like, okay, no,
Musa Keys. Like, Musa Keys, you're like, I mean, Michael Jackson... Tail, the album, was fucking amazing. Mm. From the... If there was Sleeve of the Year... It would be that album, that artist sleeve, the blue Michael Jackson looking.
I couldn't believe that it was the first time Ziggs won a summer.
Yeah, they've been robbing him. He had to sing about the summer. Here you go, Osama. He had to sing about it to win it. Osama! And speak gibberish, a language you don't even fucking know. Just to win that. Imagine, nigga. They sang in English. Clap your hands. Sang in fucking Zulu. Probably Swahili.
He had to sing
gibberish to fucking win the summit. 16 years.
So that's the key.
Hey, that's the key. And it ain't Musa's. He fucking won the summer's first time nominated. Ziggs goes. And it's fucked up because they made him perform with the fucking things. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They made him perform with the Salmas. And then they never. It's like someone like bangs a woman and then they make you make the bed. You know what I mean? Like, you should have gotten the Salmas. How many years has he been performing? Never. But I'm just glad he finally has a Salma.
Yeah.
And I think it's long overdue because he was owed a Salma for. Love, Light, and Music.
Yeah.
The album with...
And we're not just saying this because we love
No, Ziggs. Guys. The album with Clap Your Hands.
You know, can I tell you something?
Shake Your Ziggs, Bum Bum.
Ziggs, Ziggs once called me. He's like, listen, I'm a chiller. I love you guys
so much.
By the
way, don't call him Ziggs.
Oh,
but go
like
on, I'll tell you the story.
Why?
Okay, you tell us.
Yeah.
And then he was like, listen, I love your show, and I don't want you to hold back. If you want to say anything negative, whatever, you can, because I know it's a place for my love. I'm like, Osama.
Yes.
I'm like, finally, a celeb that gets it.
Yeah.
Thank
you.
You
understand? Because you're just telling the truth.
And it's so poetic. I said, go on. Because I was getting into an Uber, and he was getting off an Uber. So he uses Ubers to get around, right? I mean, he's got money. He's got many cars, but he prefers Uber. So, Saul. I'm like, yeah, look. There's no one there. Saul. Then it's Saul. And he gets up. It's Ziggs. I go to him. And then the first thing, okay, he spoke about the Dame Dash interview. Like, you were drunk, man. Was that your intention? And I explained to him what happened. Ah, cool. Then he says, by the way, never call me Grootman. I'm not your Grootman. I'll never be your Grootman. I'm like, oh, okay, for real? He's like, yeah. I'm like, sure, Zakeli. And then he said the same thing. Don't lose that thing you guys have. Be honest and be brutal about everything concerning me, because, you know, I know you guys and I see you guys. It comes from a place of work, and it would never tarnish someone intentionally just for numbers.
Mm.
Would never do that. It comes from an honest point of opinion.
Mm.
You see, and that's what he said.
Oh, round of applause for Ziggs.
Shout out.
He fucking gets it.
Shout out for Ziggs. He gets it.
Him and his KFC ass. Probably
got the money.
Man, you suck. Finger sucking good. Finger looking good. You suck. Fuck you. Hey, Ziggs. Ziggs knows the blessings, they're coming now, you know?
Yeah.
In bucket loads.
Anyway, are you guys excited about the Rugby World Sevens? Are you guys excited?
I am.
Yeah?
I am. I'm learning about rugby now. Like, so the thing is, like, because I went to a very small, so I went to a primary school that didn't have rugby, and then I went to a high school that didn't oh, that didn't have rugby as well. You know what I mean? So I never got the opportunity to use my physique to actually play rugby. You know, so now I'm actually like learning rugby, and I got invested after we won the World Cup.
Yes, because I
couldn't resonate with the 95 World Cup because of the only resonance I had was the Slammers, you know, the Super Slammers back then. So yeah, it's coming, the World Cup. So now I'm starting to like learn rugby and rugby sevens, which is seven people in a team.
100%, man. And it's going to be amazing. Make sure you check it out. It starts from the 9th of September until the 11th of September on Channel 211 on DSTV, Super Sport Rugby. We're all going to be sitting there with a bottle and grandeur watching the rugby.
We need to support our fucking rugby sevens team. It's in Cape Town, right?
Yeah, I think it's in Cape Town, yeah. From the 9th until the 11th of September.
September.
Yeah. 9th. Yeah, the 9th, yeah.
To 11th. Check the date, the calendar.
Yeah, 9th until the 11th.
Yeah, but like the date, when is it going to be?
Oh, the day.
Hey!
It's Friday.
What's I want to ask for tickets. Let's go and check out as a team. We'll meet Chillers there, obviously, in Cape Town.
Oh, that would be sick.
So we can go there. That's why.
Oh, yes. It's next week, Friday.
I've never been to a rugby match.
Oh, this Friday, because the episode's coming out on Monday, so it's this Friday.
Yeah. Shit. Yeah. Nah, I can't wait, bro.
Imagine. Oh, man.
Fuck.
Yeah. But Mnaga looks like a rugby player. Did he play rugby?
No, he didn't, actually.
Hey, Mnaga.
Did he play rugby?
He did karate.
Karate?
He did karate.
Manja wak chopa.
And I'm chopping his mind.
Anyway, speaking about money, did you hear there's no more Uber Eats in Soweto?
How? Ninzen.
Benzin.
I don't know. What's the story, Fred Checker? What's going on there in Soweto?
Stopped their delivery.
Start again. Your mic was off.
Oh, okay. Apologies. Yeah, so Uber Eats has stopped their delivery in Soweto due to safety reasons, but they've stopped in certain areas, not all areas. It's Diepkloof, Mdeni, Mzimhlophe, Zola, Dobsonville, Danville, Pimville, Noordersig, South Africans, the king. And Dube Hostel and Midlands Hostels. So, a lot of hostels around there, they say that it's unsafe.
Hey,
they are getting attacked.
Yeah, it sounds like. It sounds like the place where all the quieter stars come from.
Zola Pirmdeni, Mapetla Hostel, Piri Hostel. Yini, sakuno shatini go Uber Eats. I was shatini. You should know shatini. No shatini nenyama inhloko na Uber Eats. Who's ordering?
Apparently, they are getting jacked, like their foods, and they're getting beaten up and left. So yes, they have cut out Soweto.
Hey, every time I go see my kid at Foslo, ne, and I'm like, baby, funani. She's like, she screams like a chain store, and I'm like, okay, Uber Eats, it's not Uber Eats, a Foslo. And I've always suspected it's that, the safety.
Yo.
But then someone from Mekasa needs to have an initiative and get a food delivery services where the guys have guns.
Yeah.
It's that simple.
But it doesn't make sense. You're right, bro. Who's ordering Eats? Who's Ubering Eats?
No. It was Stella. Particularly, but let's be
but in
honest.
Random
like,
homes, I guess there are people.
Other normal houses.
You can walk next door and get whatever you want.
No, but
yeah, okay,
no.
Okay. I want Andichos. Okay, not Andichos. You can Andichos.
Or McDonald's.
I want Debonairs, for example. Like I see. I can't walk next door. No, it's a corner, but I can't go next door. They make Debonairs for me.
It's at like far away at a shopping center, maybe like 2-3 kilometers away. So obviously.
Debonairs, one out of pizza.
Why?
Debonairs.
Why? Why, man?
Okay.
You see,
I get you.
Yeah. Like if I want like McDonald's, every hood is a McDonald's.
Yeah,
but. There's no McDonald's.
Yeah, there's Nando's. There's
Hey, Tina, we know how to spoil a good thing, eh?
Yeah. Not just we. The whole of South Africa. And that's we. Because we know we eat a butaki. I got me. Like, because things work. Mm. Hey. So when I was... Dude, it's... Okay, guys. It's a basic service.
Yeah.
Utengo ukudla, maybe at a 30 rand extra. And it gets your doorstep from your favorite restaurant.
But
all you need to do is pay. But because of crime, abantu abana ipani, baxakekile. Suddenly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, other countries, you can spot an Uber because in a sticker written Uber. In South Africa, there's no stickers. Because they're like...
Because we don't Uber.
Kuba. And the MK is silent. Uber. You know what I mean? Like, simple things. Like, there's so many examples. Oh, yeah, yeah. Like, I think I mentioned this. The clicks.
Yeah.
The clicks. There's a country I went to. It's called, it's called Boost. It's called Boost. It clicks at that. It's blue, it's white, it's clicks.
But it's the same
green,
thing.
It's
yeah.
clicks.
Yeah.
Don't get into it, it's clicks. Mm. Perfume, my cologne, you buy condoms. You wanna go out?
There's no teller.
Oh.
No teller. No security guard.
Huh.
Then I asked someone, I'm like, don't people steal here? They were like, yeah, they do. But maybe we'll make like 900 million a year. And we write off stuff that's been stolen, that's about 20 million. So it's still worth the 900 million or 880 wow. million that we make. So it's fine.
Imagine a car.
Yeah, it's two or three people who steal a day or a month. Ekasi, yo.
What's an talking? Hour is two or three an
hour. Minute.
As we speak.
The store is empty. The white guy comes, oh wow, we've been doing very well, haven't we? It's empty, 10 minutes, you know, till he goes and checks the ledger. So we fuck up things that are there to fucking convenience us. But the problem is, because not everyone in us can benefit from those.
Mm.
If 80, 90% or 100% of people, ekasi, could afford Uber Eats, guess what? It wouldn't get fucked up.
Oh,
you wouldn't get robbed.
Yes,
you wouldn't get mugged.
Yes.
So it all boils down to
why is it just so weird to like? Is it happening in Foster?
No,
Alex?
In Foster it's never been online. Oh. Uber has never been at Togoza, Foster.
So they were testing with Soweto. They're like,
I mean, it's Soweto. They used to have a BMW. They've got a fucking Virgin Active in Soweto. Is it still there, my boy? Exactly. Mm. There's no fucking Virgin Active in Venda.
Mm.
And they've got mansions there.
About Jimmy Evenda.
Yeah?
About Jimmy Evenda.
Ah, about Jimmy. Haven't you met his mom's pap? Hey, let Jimmy start. Like, I'm a vinika, you know? It bends the fat from inside, so they don't gym. But on the real, like, so it is because it's that hood. It's a historic hood.
No, it's because it's there's a trauma. In Venda, when you hear Virgin, hey.
When you hear what?
Virgin. Hey. You get what I'm saying? Virgin, they're active, eh?
Hey. Yeah, for Virgin. Yeah, for Virgin.
For my Virgin.
Even the Bokrenjo. Virgin. No, Virgin is it? Ha! No sex. No, but Soweto is that hood. You know what I mean? And I get it. We fucking up good things, but it's not because out of choice, you know? If everybody could actually enjoy these good things, no one would fuck them up. So it's the state of the country. That's the actual problem.
What did you think about that Cope video that's going around?
I haven't seen it.
Of niggas fighting at Cope, bro. Like, fucking beating each other up, bro.
I haven't seen it.
Was
are
it,
you for real?
It was carnage.
Elderly men.
Carnage.
Elderly
the
men.
The elder, what's his name? The
elder. Lakota.
Yeah.
Or the leader, Likota.
Yeah, he looked confused. Like,
looked so confused, Shane.
How is he confused? He's the one who fucked up the party.
What happened with those guys? Hey, fact check. Well, what are they fighting for?
How is the quarter confused? He fucked up the party.
Okay, so yeah, there has been some problems in the COPE recently. A lot of people have been getting suspended, including their vice presidents and etc. So it got to the point
but
where
not
they
the president.
No, they did suspend him last week, Monday. He was suspended by the vice president of COPE at a different briefing. So he wanted to brief the whole story about his suspension.
The fact that he wanted.
Yes, he wanted to speak to them about his suspension. And the reason behind. Yes, the reason behind his suspension was the fact that he has prostate cancer and also apparently he is very corrupt. So while he was trying to address the media, one of the youth leaders, I'm putting that in quotes, Takalani Reidani, stood up and wanted to charge for him. So they beat him up and
they beat Takalani.
Yo, hectic.
Clearly these guys aren't coping.
They beat Takalani up. Not, eh? Yeah, and he got kicked out.
What's going on? So Mabetla Musiya Likota mina he's got cancer. He's got that to death now.
I wait.
No, but didn't you fire Mbazima Shiloh? Because Mbazima, they started with Mbazima. And Mbazima left. Let just let go. The thing is, it's so weird because now it's like, because now they get like one seat in parliament or two or three. Yeah. It's like literally fighting for that.
Two.
And how much do they earn in parliament? Two.
Three seats.
And a member of parliament earns like what? Like,
100 and something
K. That's literally what the leadership. But that's what the power is fighting for.
Oh, that's the bag.
My man, you see how he's laughing? Start a podcast. Look at 800 K, man. Good.
I'm Moshe. You know, some employees, hey.
Yeah, they're chatting around. Some of them, you know, some of the employees are like, yeah. Ah! She knows she's eating. She knows she's eating. Who you for? I saw that. I'm doing anything your phone. I'm also crying. Who pay you for? I wish she had a fucking camera.
Check it balance. Don't
check it balance. Think transfer before it starts a figure.
I want to ask you guys about Casper's diss track. What do you think about it, man?
Hey, man. Look, I know the consensus out there that is garbage, but it's a weak diss track, but it's an okay song. You know?
So he was responding.
There's times where Casper's, we have flow, but I got flow. We're like, which one, you know? But you could tell that this track wouldn't live up to, I mean, who dropped a diss track midnight on iTunes? Nigga, the hot diss tracks come up on Zippy
with
shit.
With a video.
Video, YouTube man, G. Hey, schedule here about at midnight.
Did you think, Ghost Lady?
So, okay, this was his response, right? For the, okay. No, I didn't hear it, but I just, from reading comments, it didn't seem like.
They had us last week about that, because they'll say out of context.
Yes.
They'll say you are
so I didn't
clips.
Listen.
Oh, no. So you read the comments?
No, fuck
it. Yay!
Okay, okay. Clap. Go on, clap. Now that they're done clapping, right? So we weren't going to address it.
What?
The Andrew Tate thing.
No, why?
So you read the comments, but you don't address them.
No, there's some things you must choose to address and some things you must choose not to address.
Yeah, true. But
you can't address everything. Others will do an hour addressing each comment. And there's 700,000 comments.
Hey, there's more.
Yeah, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, I know what you mean, my nigga.
Those were the best 700,000.
Yeah. No, I heard the track. The takeaways were, and I think like, oh man, I think he had good, beautiful information, but it would have landed so much with a better,
bro,
this track landing.
Bro, I say fuck Casper, bro. Fuck that nigga,
why
bro.
Why did you do that?
That nigga doesn't fuck with us, and I think like we give him so much airtime, bro.
So why did you ask
but,
no, I asked because hey, people want to know. No, people want to know. People want to know.
So, now what's your opinion? Hey,
my opinion is fuck Casper.
No.
I don't want to talk about that nigga. That nigga doesn't fuck with us. And we're international.
No.
Damn Dash doesn't know who the fuck Casper is.
What?
He knows who we are.
Okay, he doesn't know.
We're not even hip hop.
Hip hop, dog. Hip hop, dog.
No, honestly,
dog.
We give this guy too much airtime and he doesn't fuck with us, so I don't want to speak about him.
But our job is to tell what is happening out there.
Yeah.
And For example.
Separate the man and his work.
Nah,
yes,
fuck him, bro.
Don't play the man, play the ball. Even
him.
If they play us and
fuck
not
him.
The ball.
Fuck him.
We play the ball.
Hey, hands in the air if you think you must fuck Casper. Fuck him. You see everybody's hands in the air. Fuck him, bro. He can eat
a
dick.
Casper.
I eat a dick.
Oh, I know why they don't like Casper.
I eat a dick.
So they were at a shoot. I won't say the brand. And Casper was there. All I did was wearing a podcast merch. And Casper was like, that's like, what are you doing here? what's going on? Hey, you remember? He told us like, hey, Casper, man, I was sitting up school. Because he was wearing...
Wearing
merch.
And then you want to give that nigga
and
more limelight?
Huh?
You want to give him more airtime, that nigga?
Hey, man, you asked me about Casper.
No, I'm just saying.
Asked me.
No, I'm just saying. That's where I'm
at. You asked us.
Yeah, that's where I'm at. Like,
yeah, but I can't just say fuck Casper.
Nah,
I'll
fuck him, bro.
I give my honest opinion on a diss track. Mm. It was weak as a diss track.
Trash. Trash. Belongs in the garbage.
Okay.
Like his ponytail.
But it's in the garbage, the ponytail.
Yeah.
Yes. The song must go next.
You on that one.
Yeah, the song must go next in there. Fuck him. Must eat a dick.
Huh.
No, I'm serious, man. I'm over this Casper shit, man. Like, we give this guy so much limelight and we're bigger than him, bro. We're putting him on. Fuck him. Damn Dash, if you call him now, do you know who Casper is? He doesn't know, but he knows us.
My nigga. I love this shit. Come on, dog. I'm listening. Oh,
we like drunk Mac G.
So, well, fuck it.
Anyway,
what else has been going on? Oh, yeah. Pedro, remember a few weeks ago we asked Chillers to send questions. We didn't answer them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so we got to answer some questions from the Chillers, man.
Oh, fuck, I love this.
Yeah. Ghost Lady's got some Chillers.
Yeah.
They want to ask us questions. Let's go. What you got for us, Ghost Lady?
Okay,
hit us up.
For you guys.
Yeah.
There's a nice question here. What phobias do you guys have?
Woo!
Phobia?
Yes.
Well, Casper phobia.
Usabu Casper. Usabu Ghost.
No, but we know, like, it's everyone has xenophobia, but it's not like people are fearing Zimbabwe. But don't fear them. But it's a hate thing. So hey, I come from that context when I go like, you know, and not majority, just those rotten apples. So it's not a fear. So you're asking in the context of a fear, like,
yeah,
like, what
my biggest fear was getting fired. Like when I got fired the first time, yeah, it was a big trauma. But I can't fire myself now.
I've never had that fear. Fear of fire? I've never, like...
No, it's my fear. Don't take my fear now.
Oh, yeah. I can't take it away from you.
That's my fear.
That's your genuine fear.
So you've conquered your fear.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what prison phobia is, but I have it. I don't know what it is. Would it be accused of a crime I didn't do, most importantly? You know, I think that's the only way. I've got that phobia. Hello?
The name, prison phobia.
Switch off the WhatsApp. What's a prison phobia? Because there's a phobia for everything.
Yeah,
it's a word.
No, it's a word.
It's carcerphobia. Carceration.
Incarceration.
Ah, yes. Carceration. Yeah.
Carcerphobia.
Carcer.
Carcer.
Phobia.
Oh, wow. Phobia.
Yes,
yeah, because incarceration. Yes. I see where it comes from. Yeah. It's like,
so you wouldn't last in prison for like a week?
No, I'd last.
Yeah.
Because like, as a human, you've got survival instincts and they always kick in, right? So if you're in prison, your mode would be a different Mac G from now. You'll toughen up. Otherwise, you'll be exploited forever.
Sounds like Big Brother.
No.
Oh, Big Brother. Without
you'll have a Big Brother in prison. Also, you'll be a girlfriend also, like, part-time, you know. Mm. But, like, you'll toughen up. So, for me, that's not the fear. The fear is just being arrested and...
Oh, I get you.
Being derailed. Because why I say that, because it can happen to anyone.
You've never been arrested?
Oh, fuck, many times.
Oh, yeah.
No, many times, like, drinking, disorderly, whatever.
So, you conquered your fear?
No, I'm talking about Sun City, like
inside
oh, overall. Really? The court, the judges dropped the gavel. Guilty. 18 years. That kind of
oh,
not
yeah,
like
I get you, I get
not
you.
Like not that holding self vibe. No, like real prison vibe.
I get you.
Biggest fear. Before my mom passed away, it used to be my mom dying.
Yeah, losing parents. Yeah,
literally. And I think a lot of you guys, that's your fear, those who still have their moms.
Yeah.
For a lot of people, it's. I never imagined the world. And it's funny, I dealt with it so beautifully. So well. Like, at school, people would ask me, are you okay? Are you okay? Felt like Pornhub, like, you know those ads. Are you okay? Are you okay?
At school?
Are you okay? Are you fine? Are you still there? So? Because I'd just be okay in school.
Isn't
like,
it? Are you alone?
But deep down, I was pleading.
Yeah, are you alone? Are you alone?
Oh, are you alone? Yes. That was the same thing. Are you alone? And I literally was, because it was just me and my mom at home.
Aww.
You know, so like, that. Yeah, my biggest fear in life. What is that? And then it's also dying unhappy.
Oh yeah, man. Who wants that, bro?
It's also dying unhappy. It's
if you died now, would you be happy?
I wouldn't, because I'd be happy, but because my kid is like 4, so I don't want to die now.
Oh, speaking about your kid, I had something I wanted to ask you guys.
Oh, yeah?
Would you rather guys be born rich or born poor?
Born, fuck, bro. Hey, man, I don't want to idolize poverty, bro.
Mm.
I want to born rich.
Born rich.
I want to be born rich. With the same, but raised with principles, proper principles. Because a lot of times we think born rich means raised spoiled. Back spoiler, yonke into ifuna ayithola, mama akumbiza ngegama, yazi mama akumbiza ngegama. Hey, you, in Parktown, did you call your mom, or you call her by her name?
No, mom.
Oh, beautiful. Mm. You know, so there's those things that you still want to be raised with normally, even though you're rich. So rich, dog.
I think you gotta be poor.
Money does
too.
Not spoil, sorry. Money does not spoil kids, it's the parents, not the money.
But I think you gotta be poor to appreciate being rich.
No. That's that thing we must get out of people's heads. There's nothing nice. There's nothing teaching about poverty, bro. We take teachings out of poverty, but poverty in itself is not teaching. It's
that's
not,
how they motivate poor
it's
people.
It's not wisdom. Poverty is not wisdom, bro.
Look, I'm not advocating for poverty, obviously, right? But there is a beauty to it.
Because we find it.
In terms of like our journey, all of us in this room.
I agree.
All of us in this room.
I know
room.
You go. You're gonna,
you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. Mm-hmm. We can appreciate what we have because of the struggles that we've had, previous or past or current. You understand?
Yeah. More so me, yeah? Yeah, more so me. I know. Exactly yeah, what you understand? What you mean,
but what I've seen is like these kids that grew up in rich households, they don't understand the value of money. Like when they grew up, the house is there, the car is there, everything is there.
You know why?
So they lose purpose. And I've seen most of them just end up doing drugs because there's nothing else to do.
You know why? You know why? Because their dad is a Mac G, right? So the thing is, you know why, bro? Because those kids are like you and me, right? Not just you and me, who was raised to, or have come to know the value for money.
Yeah.
the parents, not the kids, I mean the parents, are like you and me. And then when you knew you had a value for $1,000, you know, you knew what $1,000 means, 2,000, 3,000, 5,000, 10, 15, 100, 200,000. You know what it means and what it can do. Suddenly you've got kids, you're a multimillionaire. You don't impart those lessons to those kids. You know what I mean? Your kid asks for $7,000 and you know that, fuck.
That's a lot of money.
$7,000 where I came from could afford me a car and an apartment. You know what I mean? This kid is asking for $7,000 because he's going to Nicholas's house.
That's parenting. That's got nothing to do with money.
What do you mean? Parenting has everything to do with money.
No, not at all. Let me ask you right now. Why do you wake up in the morning at 4?
I actually wake up at 5:30. Actually, I wake up at 5:30.
And then you get there at 6.
Yeah. No, but why do you wake up?
On a I don't want to get into that.
On a serious note, why do you wake up in the morning every day?
Because I wake up to go do what I fucking love.
To get paid and make money and have a better, and provide a better future for your child, right?
Not even.
Okay.
Most importantly, I wake up to go do what I love. Mm. The reason I'm here every time we record. Okay. Okay, There's never been a time where you will find my phone off, I can't be reached. We didn't record today, so it's not here.
Yeah.
No matter how much money I'll have, there will never be a time where you're like, you feel like Sol doesn't enjoy being here anymore.
That's
because
purpose.
Being here is not about money.
That's
it's
purpose.
About loving what I do.
That's purpose.
Now, like I've got gigs I haven't been paid for from 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Because I like, hey.
Don't say that because now they're not going to pay you for gigs.
No. It was friends who booked me.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
If you're not my friend, I'll never play without getting paid, number one.
That's purpose.
You know what I mean? Yeah, because I love going there and playing.
So most of these kids don't have that. That's a privilege to be able to go through the struggle that you went through to find your
purpose.
That's
okay. That's another reason.
Yeah. So these kids, now they grow up. You've got everything. You don't need to wake up. The car's there. The house is there.
But the purpose is not fueled by the money. The money is the byproduct of the purpose. So all the kid need is a purpose. Not the purpose so that they can make money. That's why a kid who's rich can decide if their purpose is helping the poor. Then they can start an NGO and wake up at 4 a.m. every day for that NGO because they know they're a trust fund baby. Parents are dead in the ground, rotten already, casket rotten already, but they're cool. Right, they don't live lavishly, whatever, but this is their purpose.
What do you think, Osley?
Okay, for me, first, I want to ask, why do we have these debates as black people? Whereas white people, they've had the money all along. They never, I don't see that same question of it's better
they
to
do.
Be poor.
They do.
No, okay, yes, obviously, some, yes, they've got more money than others. Yeah, it's
no,
it's
no, different. The rich ones do.
Yeah, I'm just saying the rich ones. The?
Are you talking about the purpose argument or are you talking about what debate are you talking about?
No, the debate about is it better to be be born rich or poor,
okay,
you know?
Good,
so
good.
I'm just saying with black people, this is a debate that could, and then now we try and say, no, it's better to be, you know, to start off poor than to be rich. But whereas with white people who've had the money all these years forever,
that's why no, it's the same. Like the black kids that get into drugs, they are in cahoots with the white people that are in the same struggle and they get into drugs as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like it's a class thing. So the thing of growing up rich and ending up into drugs is a class thing.
Yes. Okay.
So if you're not part of that class, you won't experience it.
Oh.
So hence, like right now for us, it's unfathomable because we've had the struggle where there was no time to do drugs. But when you are that rich, nothing fulfills you. There's no passion. And then you look into other things to fulfill you. And that's where you tap into drugs.
I think to also combat that is sometimes you find people in that class is that maybe the parents are not really involved with the kids. So let's say the parents are working 9 to 5, they are busy. You have to literally raise yourself and you're just given money. Okay, yeah, there's the car, there's the everything.
It's not, it's not a parenting thing because I could say the same thing about a mother in Soweto who works 3 days. I mean, three jobs.
Yeah.
They don't have time for their kid. but their kid now grows up to be like a cow, lekao, where they're like, you know what, I don't want to be broke ever again. And then because of the struggle, they strive to be better. But if lekao had the cars that he has now, the business that he has now, he's got no motivation.
Nah.
No.
Bro, how do a lot of billionaires keep... There's a lot of billionaires who keep...
Man, she's on his phone. Are we getting too serious for y'all?
Dude, he was on the phone when we were innocent Masubi.
You're getting too serious.
When Bo... It's not even... Mesh is always on his phone, bro. No, we're not getting serious. We're talking. We're having a real conversation. Bro, billionaires, a lot of them are able to... Like Rockefeller, for example. The kids became billionaires. The kids' grandchildren became billionaires. And the family, the Rockefeller family, is still good. The Rockefeller family till today. Because even with the money, yeah, it still be some rotten apples who it doesn't filtrate down to. But the parenting, especially when you've got money, is very important.
It's very important.
How many rich especially. Kids? How many rich kids do you know that ended up into drugs?
I don't know a lot of rich kids.
Every rich kid I know, they do drugs. All of them.
And how's the parenting?
I don't know.
Like, you know, there are parents where you can go, hey, dog. You don't appreciate your dad. He's such a fucking, like the conversation he has with me, you know? Where you, and the dad is like, so? And you're like, damn, this is a cool dad. Like, he actually speaks sense. It's not like, I'm not around his money. Everything is there. Yeah, whatever.
What do you think, my 2000, as a fact?
He's from
2000 now. Not as a fact checker. Speak as a 2000.
He's from... Oh, yeah, she's from an okay family also.
Yeah, I'm from an okay family.
I know your family. Well, yeah. I've heard of it, yeah.
Okay, to answer you about the drug and working hard, the mom with three jobs, right, the difference. Both of them, I think, are post, their PTSD, their traumas. The other one became a millionaire or a billionaire because they saw their mom work. And so that their mom does not have time for them. So they told themselves that if I have money, I'll have time for my children. When the other one on the other side is always at work. So they told themselves that I'll always have free time and time to actually close or get closure for myself. But yeah, it goes down to parenting. All of it goes down to parenting.
You reckon?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It goes on
a parenting dog. Okay. Look,
I'll concede this one.
Okay, look,
you
bro.
You have to make a lot of conscious decisions as a parent.
Yes.
On how you raise your child and how involved you are in your child's life and constantly, like, how do we expose them to different kind of situations?
That time, Nala is eating sushi at 5 years old.
No, but, and that's fine, and that's good. But.
He's exposed.
Is she imparting, you know, the right mindset? Gunala, that this is how I grew up, and you eating sushi because
inala.
No, inala. Literally, that's a smart one. That's a good one. Inala. Yeah, like it's not about the kids are eating, but the kids understanding where this comes from and why it comes from and why we should appreciate this. Okay. Not just giving to the kids because it's like there's many where that came from. Don't even worry how it came about. Don't even worry about how. Because the kids will always think, this has always been a thing in the family. Bro, already we're in a country where a lot of people are born poor.
Yeah.
Look what's going on.
It's bad.
We don't even have Uber Eats in Soweto and Foslo.
All right, Ghost Lady, next question, man. Next question. Let's go.
Hey, being born poor is not nice.
Nah, but it's about the journey, man. Not the
okay. Now look. Everybody's born poor. Everybody works hard. I see where you're going. Hard because they're born poor. And then they become rich. And then what happens? Then everybody's born rich.
Oh, yeah. Nah, but you know, with richness, it never lasts three generations. There's someone always who's going to fuck it up.
Rockefeller. No, there's always... Families, Rockefeller. Yeah, true. That's why, like, there's kids who are fucked up. Like, there's one of the Rockefellers who... No, Rothschild,
yeah.
One of the Rothschild. She dated rapper Jay Electronica, you know? She was married to, like, a Wall Street guy, rich investment guy, then dated a rapper, divorced a rapper, whatever. And she's just living her life naturally. To me, she's not a failure. But the family is like, oh, you sleep with black guys, whatever, you rappers, you're a failure. You know what I mean? So there's always going to be a black sheep.
Even Gucci.
But generally, it's maintainable.
Even Gucci.
For real?
Yeah, you must watch the Gucci story. It was a family tradition. And then one of the kids fell in love with a lady who happened to, she was played by Lady Gaga. And the lady saw, this nigga sleeping, tried to take everything. And then the lady ended up killing all of them.
That's always the problem.
And then, so now Gucci's not owned by the family that started
Gucci.
Yeah,
it's no longer.
And it used to be for generations, it was a family business.
Yeah, for generations it was. And then this nigga, he was pussy whipped with a POP. You know what a POP is?
Proof of payment. Oh, proof of pussy. Proof of punani. Yeah. Punani on pudding. Punani
so Gucci,
on poison.
So Gucci ain't Gucci, man. Anyway, next question.
No, what's POP, dog?
Proof of payment.
Oh, yeah. That's what we all know it as.
Why are you laughing?
No, you know when you wake up and you need to provide proof of payment.
Hey. No, I don't know.
No.
I wake up, I log on to the banking app.
If you go to a club and you meet a girl and then in the morning she wants POP.
Oh.
Proof of payment for the sexual activity that had conspired during the night. That's a POP. It's a transaction.
Why are you doing that?
She wants
why are you asking me like I'm doing that?
Wait, she wants proof of payment.
Yes, you gotta send to account, dog. How? Mafuso.
Oh. Why don't I ask Mafuso? Hey. Mafuso is Lungini.
POP.
POP.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh. I was at Sumo the other day. As soon as I walked in, I just saw POPs.
And they were born.
I'm a pope.
And now pope was extension 5. And pope was a 2. Pope.
I'm a pope. So I'm born a boy. They always buy the bar.
You see them.
Acting like they're drinking, but they don't know what a shit.
No, they're not popping shit in the club. They'll pop you in the morning. Pope. Pop stars. I'm a pop star. I'm a pop star.
Oh, God.
Okay. Get a lingo. Says figgy. I tell Dala.
I am Dala, yo.
So, yeah, I'm a pop star. I am Dala, man. Hashem.
Okay. Oh, man, we only have time for one more question. Fuck.
How long has it been?
It's an hour now.
Oh, shit.
Let's go, Kosi.
Hey.
Okay, no, because I'm trying to look for the best one. If there's only one question.
Wait, are these questions from Chillers?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Oh.
Yes.
Forgot.
Okay.
Speak on the mic, Ghosty.
To MacG, right? I remember you telling you're actually going to therapy sessions. How are those going for you?
Going great. It's not really therapy session because if I'm dealing with something, then I call the
on
lady.
On demand.
Yeah. Then I call the lady. I'm like, hey, man, I'm feeling some type of way. What do you think? Boom, boom, boom. She knocks out the park and then I'm done. So I don't have like a weekly session.
What was the last
session
you had?
Yes, good question. I was about to
ask. The last session I had was...
And what did you talk about? If you can divulge, like...
We spoke about...
It's when Saul took the job in Kaya. When Saul took the job in Kaya,
I'm stressed.
What's going on?
I can't sleep.
No, there was something that happened in my relationship that I couldn't get over it. So I needed something to help me get over what happened in my relationship.
Ah, say no more. Nice one, man. Oh. Nice one.
Yeah. So she did a couple of exercises within 30 minutes. I was good. And I've never thought about it until you asked it now, ghost lady.
Oh. Now you're triggered.
Yeah, now I'm triggered.
Well, you can go see her this week.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Another question. This is for Saul, ne?
Speak on the mic. Yeah.
Actually, both of you. Would you do an interview with Santaco or any taxi bosses or maybe at a taxi rank?
Oh, yeah, of course, man. Why not?
Come on, guys.
Why not? That's a dope idea.
Yeah. We've done an interview with my David Tony. Come on.
But that would be sick, dog. Because, you know, taxi drivers don't give a fuck.
Yeah, but also they don't want to talk. They must get up to talk. I know someone's dad was a taxi driver here. Yeah? Not taxi owner. Even worse. Mm. High up the ranks.
Mm. Mm.
Hey.
That's a good idea. We must look into it.
You used to own a nightclub. How did you lose it?
We drank all the alcohol.
Yeah, but it's that's a new chiller. Definitely a new chiller. Yeah, Mac has always said how he...
Yeah, I know.
He used to fuck up the club. Like, drank the stock. Did you fuck at the club?
Oh, plenty of times.
Where?
By the bathrooms, upstairs, everywhere.
Is it the Capello or the Shisanyam? There's some place by Newtown where... Who told me this? Who told me? The owner has got a mattress in his office.
You lie.
For the girls.
Yeah. For the POPs.
Yeah, who told me? Not here. Ah, Jason! Jason, call him now. There's a guy at Newtown. Oh, uno matras. Like, he's got a mattress.
In his office.
Thing. Guys, Nibasaba, my club owner. Gents, if your girl has a friend, or your club owner,
I'm using this.
On the mattress in the office. It's a wild story.
That's wild, dog.
By Gandhi Square. Not Newtown, Gandhi Square. Ask Jason. Hey, Jason, is there a club owner or a venue owner, a franchise owner? I'm full of my but my Candy Square's got a mattress in his office. He went there for a meeting. Can't know mattress. I'm a life in a play, MacGyver.
No cap.
So you didn't get to that point where you had a mattress.
No.
In Katlehong.
What's happening there? It used to be paparazzi there. What's going on?
I don't know. I haven't been to that particular place of Katlehong. I haven't been Katlehong in a while, actually.
You'd say you're not from the East End, eh?
Why?
Because you don't know anything that's happening in the East End.
Dude, like, you know.
It's nice it's things
here. Me, when my things went bad, I went to Hillbrow. Mm. And Hillbrow is...
While we're waiting for Jason to answer.
For the past, like, 8
so
years,
what's your fetish?
My fetish? Yeah. Arms.
Arms.
Arms. I was telling the fact checker, her arms are nice. Earlier on. The arms. Like, nice, flabby arms. Like, my mood. Ayanyagaza. Shake, kitasa chai. Kitasa chai. That's kitasa chai.
Yeah.
Egaban.
Egaprenda.
You can tell she's lying there. You can tell she's lying.
Rule number one on podcast and chill. Never lie on podcast and chill. Never lie on podcast and chill.
Okay, remove that part.
No. Don't remove that part. You want a liposuction that part? No, don't remove it. You don't know. Nkulele fresh. Nkulele slungin. Kitaza chai.
Anyway. So you mean the...
No one knows it.
When I'm Mac, what's your biggest pet peeve in a relationship?
Pet peeve?
Yes.
I don't have one, man. I'm a chill guy.
Nothing bothers you?
You know what a pet peeve is? Rule number two, admit on podcast and chill if you don't know what shit is. You know what a pet peeve is? What's a pet peeve, Makai?
Something you don't like about someone. Isn't it that?
What is it?
Rule
number three, don't ask what you don't know on podcast and chill.
No, I'm going to call you. No, I. Something that you'd find irritable. Something that you'd find irritable.
But that's what I said.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
But I said that, though.
No, you said in a relationship, something that you don't like.
No, but he could be right. Yeah, I know what he meant. Yes. He knows what it is.
Yeah, you know what it is.
Nah, there's nothing.
So if you dated someone who farts a lot in bed, you still fine with it?
Nah, it's cool.
Or someone who picks their nose?
Yeah, we'll pick some nose.
Yeah.
It's not a train smash. Can she suck dick?
Can you pick her mouth? Can you pick her throat?
Jeez.
That's all that matters.
Jeez. That's all.
Anyway, let's move on, man. Let me check what else I got here.
You couldn't find Jason.
Yeah. Hey? No, man. I'm loving this new show, bro. It's on Prime Video. It's called The Lord of the Rings, Rings of Power.
Ooh. Oh, shit.
Bro, you got to check it out, my dog.
That's the most expensive show I've heard. That's the most expensive show that has ever been made, guys.
Yeah, they spent over $1 billion just to produce the series.
Now I regret not, like, because I've never been like, you know, there's some books I'm not a fan of. Like,
yeah,
primary school, I was never a fan of Goosebumps. People were reading Lord of the Rings, never been a fan. But also at the same time, there's shows like, I mean, Game of Thrones that are based around books, but I've never been a fan of. But I'm going to watch the show. I'm
it's on that vibe. It's like Game of Thrones, Vikings vibes.
For real?
Yeah, man.
It's called?
Rings of Power.
Yeah.
And it's based around Lord of the Rings.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So interesting fact. I don't know much of Lord of the Rings, but the guy who wrote it was born in South Africa.
Yep.
J.R.R. Tolkien.
100%.
Yeah.
Fuck, dog.
Yeah.
I can't wait. Because I know they always change things from books to the movie, right? But, or series, but it always like slaps. And I'm just grateful that I don't know. And I think a lot of people might not know the book, but, and that leaves room to actually appreciate the series. Because sometimes when you know the book, you tend to be too critical,
of course,
of the screen adaptation of it.
Yeah,
I can't wait.
Yeah, there's two episodes out now. I'm gonna start today, and then are you gonna watch as well?
Let's
start watching at the same time.
I think we should all watch today,
So straight after the show today, I'm gonna watch the two episodes. I want you to watch it with me,
Drops every Monday.
No, it drops every Friday.
It dropped on Friday,
this past Friday.
Oh, okay.
So there's two episodes in the bag.
Two episodes to watch.
I don't want to tell you anything, because I did watch one.
I'm clear.
You know?
Then we'll talk about it on Thursday, ne?
Yeah.
How did it go?
You'll see. I want you to watch.
Yeah, watch. Then you let me know what you think about it on Thursday, ne?
You're messing with me right now.
Yeah.
Okay, so, I'll check them out, man, definitely.
Yeah, that's The Rings of Power on Prime Video. It's time for some announcements, man. Shout out to all the patrons. Shout out to our members. Also, the Chillers Market is booming. We've got 10,000 businesses up in there. Yeah, man. 10,000 businesses,
that's
man.
That's ludicrous.
Yeah, man. Shout out to that, man. So if you've got a business that you want to promote or you want Chillers to buy from you, then make sure you check out Chillers Market. And also, I was speaking to Lady Doo the other day, and she was saying...
love Lady Doo, man.
She was saying, we got to have a TikTok thing, TikTok challenge for a motherfucker. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm old, man. I don't know about these TikTok challenges. I can't even dance to save my life. But now we need a challenge.
So
nice.
But 2000... Please give us a TikTok challenge. You gave us a nice hashtag, by the way. Did you see those trending?
Yes, it worked so well.
I like it. We're not fact checkers here who are married for the 8th time in life. Hey, what happened?
Yin.
What happened? Yo, what happened?
I missed that one too.
Yeah, bro. It fell. Something.
Oh, your bra fell.
No.
No, I'm serious. Yeah, it fell. So, it fell. I'm like,
give us a TikTok challenge. Ooh. What can we do,
we
man?
We need a TikTok challenge.
I don't have TikTok.
Bra fell, but you.
I don't have TikTok.
Oh, man.
So,
we need something.
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't have TikTok?
Yeah.
Okay, you know what? Let's ask the Chillers to start a TikTok challenge for us. Let's ask the Chillers to start a TikTok challenge for us. Okay, so if you're on TikTok, please start a challenge for us. We'll post a song up on our TikTok page. You can use the sound and then start a TikTok challenge. And then if we like it next week, we'll all do it then.
Yes.
Yeah. You know what I think, ne? Mm. I think people must make their mother's tea, but put grandeur in the tea. And then when the moms are drunk, speedy smart fucks.
Yeah.
Jesus, motherfucker.
Yeah.
and record the consequence of that.
Okay. I like that. There's something with mothers there that I like.
Yeah.
Hey, but
there's something there.
There's something about pranking moms.
Yes.
But maybe don't put alcohol.
Yeah.
In your mom's drink.
Yeah.
But something there about moms and prank. Actually, just prank your mom.
Yeah.
But a nice healthy prank.
Yeah. We'll check it out, man. There's people, there's chillers that are on TikTok every day.
It's Mimo.
Yeah, man. Anything you want to talk about?
What was in the prep? There was so much I missed.
Must I go through the prep? Yeah.
Just go through the prep, man.
Yeah, Sanele. Yeah, I didn't even see it, man.
Sanele Friday.
Anything you want to talk about, Ghost Lady, while you're at it?
Mavimbela, goalkeeper.
I'm busy checking.
Summers, we spoke about that. Breasts, anybody? Mzansi actress Kanya Mkanyisa decided it was cool for her to flash her boobs.
Whoa.
The late rapper
Ricky. I don't want to see it.
The late rapper Ricky Rick's girlfriend Bianca Naidoo is fighting for assets for her late boyfriend.
She's not fighting.
Uncle Waffle, BBC Radio residency.
Congratulations. What?
First at Cope media briefing, we spoke about that.
Spoke about
Formula
it.
One scam involving DJ Somebody, Edwin Soti, Sisange Bulane.
Sisange Bulane is a billionaire who builds malls in the Eastern Cape.
Mm. Kabelo Malabane is celebrating 20 years of being clean and sober this week. Oh, shout out to him.
Kabelo Malabane, shout out. We got two shoes.
By the way, speaking about sobriety, we've got Bobo.
From Yizo Yizo.
Bobo, ne?
Bobo, yeah.
Yeah, from Yizo Yizo.
Innocent.
So it was meant to be a friend of the show, so it was meant to be a part of this show, but it was too long, so we're going to put it up tomorrow.
Yeah, we recorded it before we started this show.
We're going to
put
it
up tomorrow.
Man.
It's amazing message on drug addiction.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to check it out.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people are affected by it.
Don't watch it if you took edibles. You might not like it.
No.
If anything, I advise you to watch it.
What did you mean?
It'll make you do better.
Music and drip. Drip owner Lekao is venturing into music. Big insurance companies in price fixing shenanigans. Yeah, that's the prep.
Everybody's fixing prices. Talk of providers of... network providers, they're all fixing prices. Banks are fucking fixing prices. Everybody's fixing prices. Leave the insurance guys alone. Everybody's fixing prices in South Africa. Let's be honest, guys.
Yeah, man.
With, everybody. I mean, some were sued for fixing bread prices a few years ago.
Yeah.
Everybody's fixing prices in this country. It's a fucking free-for-all.
Yeah, man. We're out of here. And in closing...
In terms of the banks, they did catch about 17 local and international banks, so they're still busy working on the case.
Thank you. They even fixed the price of the rand, remember? Mm. Remember?
I like the way you speak, man. It's like you're about
it's
to say,
yebo
baba, ufunani.
Say that.
So,
for me, papa,
no,
chin.
No, the mouth. I don't want the chin. What am I doing with the chin? I want the mouth.
Just say yebo baba.
No.
Ha. Bogoto. Hey.
Yes, that's me.
Bogoto from Coast Angles. Hey, Bogoto.
Anyway, man, we out of here. And remember.
We out, guys.
Sipili's motherfucker.
Email podcast@thisisvechi.com. Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.